This is Fresh Air. This past year, the big art story was about whether or not there'd be public funding for art that was controversial. But now there's a question about whether there'll be much public money for the arts at all. Across the country, funds for state arts councils are being drastically cut. Governors say they face huge budget deficits, and the cuts have to come from somewhere. Arts councils say they're taking a disproportionate hit. Stephen Salisbury has been reporting on the controversies over funding for the arts for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He says what's happening with state cuts now began as a trickle last year.
Nationally, state arts funding, the money spent by individual states across the country, declined for the first time since the 1970s by about 8% nationally. This year, that little trickle has become a real flood. In state after state, you're seeing proposals that would radically slash state arts funding. In Massachusetts, for instance, which really in 1989 spent about $24 million on the arts, the governor has proposed $3 million for next year. In New York State, Governor Cuomo has proposed cutting the New York State Council on the Arts budget by 56% next year, which would bring it down to $28 million. Here in Pennsylvania, Governor Casey has proposed a 25% cut in the state arts budget. In Virginia, the state legislature just this week approved a 75% cut in arts funding. In Michigan, the state arts agency is about to go out of the grant-giving business. Huge amounts of money that the state annually gives to large cultural institutions in Detroit have been frozen and recommended for abolition. In Texas, the state arts budget has been proposed to be cut by 40%. It goes on and on and on. Primarily, these cuts are part of broad cost-cutting efforts aimed at reducing very large state deficits. But the arts agencies have, for the most part, been targeted for cuts that are far in excess of the cuts in store for other agencies dealing with cultural or social programs.
Stephen Salisbury covers cultural affairs for the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Michigan Council for the Arts was crippled by cuts this year. In December, all their remaining grant money, about 50% of their $13 million, was frozen. Next year, the council might be out of business. Governor Engler's 1992 budget proposes no money for state arts grants, but includes about $980,000 for a state office to promote the arts. We called Martha Shea, a grants officer at the Michigan Council for the Arts. Shea says she can only speculate what this small budget could cover.
It would be support for four staff positions in an office of some sort. So the granting function is non-operable.
So you wouldn't have enough money to give grants anymore?
There is no money to give grants. That's not the intention of the office.
So what would the office do?
That's an interesting question. It's one of the I think unfocused points. In the budget language, it talked about promotion and advocacy. What that means is very unclear at this point.
So in other words, these are groups whose job it was to give grants, and that function has basically been taken away. So now you
right.
have to
well,
redefine
yeah,
what you're going to do.
Basically, totally.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
Was there any thought to shutting down the agency?
Not at this point. That hasn't been in the budget. What we don't, you know, we're not seeing down the road either for the next fiscal year. But you know, it's obviously a real major major policy statement to do that. And he came in with this administration came in with a very clear sense that the arts funding is not an appropriate or preferred role for state government.
Now, who's going to be most affected by this? What are some of the groups and individual artists?
Well,
who are going to lose the most?
It's going to be across the board. So I don't think nobody's getting out of this without major damage or major financial liabilities. What we took a survey of our this year's 91's grantees, and it looks as though the ones that are going to be taking the biggest hit. We asked them, "How is this going to affect you? Where are you now? How is this going to be affecting your programs, your future funding?" And for the most part, it's going to be minority organizations, organizations that deal heavily with ethnic and minority programming, the smaller emerging organizations, or rural and community-based. The larger institutions are saying they've got a little bit of a cushion to function on possibly for this year. 92 is a whole other story. If you've got some savings, it doesn't go on forever. But we see that, in a sense, the assumption that the arts are elite would certainly come true if the funding is totally decimated, because at this point, some of the more populist-based and grassroots-based are very very much in a developing position where state money really makes a difference, both in their operation but also in terms of credibility for developing other funding sources within the community. And that's been very disturbing, a disturbing trend that we've seen, that in a sense the smaller and more unusual the offerings, probably the harder hit they're going to take.
What official reason were you given for the drastic cuts?
Well, we haven't been given a reason specifically. The governor came in. He ran on a political platform that promised radical changes, including a 20% property tax relief for the state. And came in, and one of the first statements he made was that I'm going to change the shape of state government in this state. And it's clearly an agenda that they're very strongly committed to and that they're pursuing, you know, at 100%.
Do you think that your state council, the Michigan State Council for the Arts, is being punished in any way for the controversy over obscenity and censorship in the National Endowment for the Arts?
I don't see a direct connection. I think the endowment situation brought up the issue again of public funding that I think many people in the arts and cultural community had assumed was an argument that had been won 25 years ago when the endowment was created, and has essentially the idea of government support for the arts was an accepted philosophy. Obviously, at this juncture, whether or not it's a combination of social or economic forces, that does not seem to be the case. It seems to be the issues being raised and the arguments are being made all over again, just like shades of 1965 again. So I can't say, you know, the Robert Mapplethorpe thing was a connection, and certainly Michigan, with this whole situation, there has not been discussion that what we're funding is a problem. It's the general idea that the state should not be in the business of public support for the arts.
So what kind of phone calls have you been getting in the office today?
Well, it's really been a continuing process since the first proposal for 91 has been announced, and it's everything from organizations that haven't received their grants, which have been frozen for this year, saying, what am I supposed to do? What did I do wrong? What can I do? To people that are really interested in developing new projects, and they by happenstance happen to call, and we've told them that we've had to cancel all our deadlines, and they're in a state of shock. So it's really a wide variety. A lot of the calls are really organizations that are attempting to deal with a major financial blow to their organization, announcing either cancellation of programs or cutting back or asking for assistance. And we've had people asking, how do I close my organization down in a sensible and logical and legal way? What's the process of filing for bankruptcy? And I think, to the credit of the Michigan arts community, it's a very motivated and a very concerned group that's working together to see if we can rectify the situation and maintain public support here. The interest certainly isn't flagging. People are still out there in the field dealing with their legislators and informing them on what the impact is for them. So it's still a very motivated and distressed, but still, you know, pushing forward group of people.
Martha Shea is a grants officer at the Michigan Council for the Arts. We'll hear from the Michigan Governor's Office after the short break. This is Fresh Air. The Michigan arts community is in a state of shock over state budget cuts. John Truscott is press secretary for Michigan's Governor Engler. He says the state cuts to Michigan's Arts Council have to be kept in perspective.
We're dealing with, when we took office in January, a $1.1 billion deficit on a $7.6 billion budget. So the deficit situation that we're facing here in Michigan is very, very severe. We've gotten agreement on some of the state budgets and have been able to reduce the deficit for this fiscal year down to $800 million. Now, we only have a little over 6 months left in the budget year in which to make up that $800 million. So it's come down to some very difficult decisions that Governor Angulo did not enjoy making, but in order to maintain the fiscal integrity of the state, they had to be made. And it came down to, in the last final analysis, is that social services programs got put up against arts and cultural programs, and we felt we had to maintain certain basic services for those who receive social services from the state.
Do you think that the governor would have wanted to cut funding for the arts anyways? I mean, does the governor not believe in state funding for the arts?
Well, he believes that we funded it too high of a level. Michigan was fourth in the country as far as state funding for the arts, and that's at a time when our tax rate is among the highest in the nation. We were subsidizing a little too heavily, and he had planned on cutting that back a little anyway. I mean, some of the people in the arts community are trying to portray him as maybe a country bumpkin or an ogre when it comes to arts funding, and that's not the case at all. He enjoys theater. He enjoys art and music. We just got to the point where the state was spending too much money at the expense of education and other programs that we felt were vital to the success of Michigan's future.
What effect do you think the cutbacks will have on artists and arts organizations in your state?
Well, we hope what it'll do is encourage people to go out and raise money privately. The Detroit Institute of Arts, which is a wonderful facility that we've, a lot of us in the administration have been to and spent time at, they received a major portion of their funding from the state, which is being cut now. They have certain things in their operating expenses that force them to spend millions that they really don't have to, such as they have their security from the city police department in Detroit, which is about as expensive as you can go. All of their contracting for electricity, for power, for water, and other maintenance-type things that they do is through the city, which is more expensive than through other private organizations. So we know that up front that they can reduce their operating expenses. At the same time, they don't charge anything to enter the DIA. And we believe that most people who do appreciate art, who want to see what they have at the DIA, would be willing to pay some type of admission fee. And, we'd like to see them go that route. We're not saying that we want you to go out of existence. We're saying that we've got to come up with creative ways for alternatives for funding, and that we at the state level are willing to help. So we're not leaving everybody out in the cold, but we are making significant cutbacks.
I know, I think a lot of people in states outside of Michigan are wondering if something similar is going to end up happening soon in their state. I wonder if your office has been talking to other states around the country about the kind of cuts you're making to the arts.
Well, there is no doubt that a lot of governors are watching Michigan because we have had such a serious financial crisis here. And they're looking to see what we can do to reduce the budget and how the battle goes as far as determining the budget. At meetings like the National Governors Association Conference or the Midwestern Governors Association Conference, Governor Angulo has had discussions with other governors about what we're doing, and he's also asked them about what they're doing. So they are watching very closely, and let's face it, a lot of states right now are facing budget problems. The recession is not helping things at all, and they are looking at ways to cut and to balance their budgets, and they are looking at us for an example of one way to do it, and then they'll adapt that to their state.
John Truscott is press secretary for the governor of Michigan. This is Fresh Air.